And I'd like to see San Francisco. I was back out in California about 3 years ago, but I was down around Los Angeles. But I would not live in that place.
Why not?
I just wouldn't. I couldn't live that kind of life.
Busy, frenetic.
Mm-hmm. Always going. Lord, it's nothing but a tangle of highways and byways. Oh, there's lots of grand things about it, and I enjoy Boston, but I wouldn't want to live it. And I don't like, I call it fast living out there. Their moral structure is a little bit different than ours. Not that I'm anything too much that way, but they just live different than we do, too free. They don't seem to have any bounds. I guess they do, but that's what you hear about. I bet there's a lot of people out there that are just everyday people, but you hear so much of the other.
That's true.
I'm just a country kid.
You know that song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy?
It's what?
Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Have you heard that song?
No, I don't think so. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
We were talking about you went to the Rack and Sack.
Yes, I'm praying that.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between their kind of music and bluegrass music? Do you know?
I'm not much of an expert on that.
Neither am I. There was an article in the Arkansas Gazette about bluegrass music.
Oh, the one Sunday. Yes, I read mm-hmm. it. I'm praying it.
But I don't know what the difference is. I don't know that much about that type of music.
And I'm just beginning to learn about it, partly because where I live, obviously, it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really just beginning to be familiar with it.
And I'll tell you what, I like Tennessee and I like Kentucky. I like that part.
I enjoy living here very much. It's very, very interesting.
I like that part of the country.
Of course, it's probably interesting for me because the Appalachian area is where the people that I'm most familiar with in the hill area of Arkansas. Pretty much came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm enjoying going back, you know, another stage in history
mm-hmm.
to see the origins of what I found so very interesting here. And it's one reason I like living there.
Well, it's both of them are more, though they have some large cities in them. They have lots of rural areas, and it's wide space between them.
That's true. They're very similar in that respect.
Mm-hmm. I like that part.
Well, let me go back and ask you a few more of these fill-in-the-blanks.
Okay.
You went fishing, and you didn't catch anything. Somebody says, did you catch any fish? You might say, nope.
I didn't catch any fish.
Or a boy at school might say of a teacher who seems to be really jumping on him, why is she always blaming me? He's defending himself.
She's always blaming me. I do the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I suppose you lend someone a tool, maybe say a rake, and unfortunately the person breaks it, brings it back and is apologizing. You say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A child who's crying might say, you say, what's wrong? You say, oh, he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Any.
Or a very little child who said, any might say, he didn't give me.
Nothing.
Now, you're talking about a boy that seems to be extremely spoiled. So when he grows up, you might say, he'll have his trouble. Say something like, sure enough.
Made out for him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you call the trenches that you cut with a plow in the garden?
A furrow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you have a pretty big garden, say vegetable garden, you might be how wide in terms of the furrow?
You mean how wide is the furrow? I think they're about 12 inches.
And if you have an ordinary garden patch, you have how many of those across?
An ordinary? There is no ordinary garden.